On upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Yo, ba. It's Medicine Ball Caravan time here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. In a few minutes, we'll be speaking to members of Makers Real. They've just released their debut album, and it's one of the finest releases locally that's latched on to this program, and I imagine will do for some time now. We'll be talking to members of Makers Real in just a few minutes. We're going to spin new music by Valerie June. She has contributed to a brand new Valentine's Day album called Sweetheart 2014. From that same release, we'll also spin a new track by country singer Blake Mills with his take on the Bobby Charles classic I Hope. And that's right, Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars cover that on their upcoming release. We'll see how it fares with Roddy's. Well, let's start off with Scott H. Byram, our good friend from Texas. Man, we've been friends with this guy for a dozen years or more here on the Caravan. His latest album on Bloodshot Records is called Nothing But Blood. Here's Scott H. Byram singing about the Jack of Diamonds.
Thank you. Memories of loved ones are waiting each happy home, and you absence makes my heart fonder. Is it the same with you? Are you still happy? I wonder, do you feel lonesome
too?
Nice sparse take on the Bobby Charles classic, I Hope. That's new by Blake Mills, and it's included on an upcoming Valentine's release entitled Sweetheart 2014. And I'm doing I Hope. I mentioned earlier that Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars do their take on that on their upcoming release. Before that, it was Valerie June from the same album, a nice rendition of a tune based on our Carter Family song, Happy or Lonesome. Both of those, again, from Sweetheart 2014. That's new on the label Hear Music. And Scott H. Byram with his new album on Bloodshot Records. It's called Nothing But Blood, and Scott did Jack of Diamonds. Looking at the weather, about a 20% chance of precipitation this afternoon and this evening. Cloudy, becoming windy. A high of around, right now, around 52. Temperature going down throughout the afternoon and evening. This evening, we're expecting a low of somewhere around 29, 30 degrees. And on Friday, a chance of wintry precipitation possible in the wee hours of the morning. Otherwise, cloudy on Friday with a high of 37. Currently, it's a little cloudy. It's 52 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. With me in the studio, I've got members of Makers Real. They are Seth and Michael Rung and Brett Hebert, and they have just released their debut album, simply entitled Black Staccato. Whoops, sorry, guy. Welcome. Wrong button here. Welcome, guys.
Howdy.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Well, to get started, I've really loved the songs. You put out an EP earlier, a few mm-hmm. months ago, and we've been spinning that with good regularity here on the caravan. And finally, the album is seeing the light of day. Tell us, well, before we get into it, I should know the term Makers Reel. Is that anything? Does that mean something?
It was really Seth's invention. We liked the sound of it, but we ended up finding out different meanings of the term reel, and obviously the misspelling. I always thought of it as being a reel, like a reel of film, so I thought that was interesting. But later through Chris Stafford, talking about the music, like a reel, or just reeling, like Makers Reel, like to reel back and reeling in a rocking, So we like all those different uses, so we just kept the name. But yeah. Seth came up with that.
Well, when did you guys start? Now I'm assuming Seth and Michael, I'm assuming you are brothers.
Since
you have the same last name.
We're pretty much brothers, but we're four cousins.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Apparently they look a lot alike.
There's not many rungs out there, so.
No, that's what I'm saying. I've never heard the name before, so I was just assuming.
I think it's German.
And so let me ask Brett. Brett, how did you hook up with those Rung guys?
Well, we're all from the small town of Kaplan, so we've known each other, for a lifetime. And, Michael and I were both drummers in high school band and friends since high school, so this is going back, easily 10 years now. But Seth played music, was kind of doing a solo music thing, always played music. I used to be in a band with Seth's older brother. So we just hooked up somewhere along the line and decided to write together and play. So we've been doing that ever since, about 2009, I guess.
Yeah. About that time.
Well, what groups have you played with that I might have heard of in the past?
Well,
I always usually like to ask groups that come in here because I announce bands every week, so I like to kind of know if there's a history.
The history is very limited as far as anything you might know about, because Michael and I were in a high schoolish band called The Nung. We played locally, like at Toys and stuff like that. This is, 7-8 years ago, but some people might remember that were about our age around that time, seeing us a few places around town, but that was nothing long-lived.
Now the group is a trio, but Chris Stafford is pretty integral as far the making of the record anyway.
Yeah.
He plays
Definitely.
Keyboards, and you recorded it at his studio.
Yeah.
Who knew Chris, and did he approach you, or you approach him?
We approached him. None of us really knew him. Of course, we've all, seen him playing around because he plays everywhere, so it's hard to miss him. But we had done our share of home recording projects before, and for whatever reason, just decided to maybe work with someone else this time. So we just kind of put the word out that we were looking to record. And Michael got word back from him quickly, and he seemed interested. And, we wanted to go check the place out, and he seemed to be up for doing it. So we decided we'd work on a few songs, just see what happened, And we loved it, immediately fell in love with him and just his, expertise and just his space he had. But, we decided let's do the whole album. We wouldn't want to do it any other way now.
Well, it's called Black Staccato. Now that the whole record is out, and you will be having a CD release this Saturday at Artmosphere. And I really, really strongly suggest folks go out and check out this band. In fact, I've never seen them live. I should go out and check you out. But the record is extraordinary. And we're going to start off with this tune that's been getting spins for the past several months because they released this as part of an EP. This is the opening track, Moorland. Anybody want to say anything about this tune? What's it what it's about? Or you just want to spin it? Or
I guess it was kind of supposed to be a satirical kind of look on the extreme hipster craze of cities like Portland, I guess, of the last couple years. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, nothing against Portland. I've never been there, but it was just kind of, you know, a satirical view, just, you know, a song. It's not super serious. It's a song, you know.
All right. This is Moreland, Makers Real, here on The Caravan. Moreland, going down to Moreland with Makers Real here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. We've got members of Makers Real in the studio, Seth and Michael Rung and Brett A. Baird. Fine track. I just love this tune. And Chris Stafford doing some fine keyboard work on this record. Yeah, a great, great tune. So tell me who plays what. I mean, Michael, who's singing on this record?
This is mostly Brett and Seth.
singing.
Now, who are the key songwriters? Because I don't see any songwriting credits. I don't think anywhere on the record. So who's basically all of you contributing, or different people on different songs? Who's the basic songwriter?
Seth, for this particular album, anyway, we all collaborate. I mean, we all come in with a rough idea and, you know, polish it into something. I mean, but for this album, for the most part, Seth and I came up with most of the musical material, but we all collaborate on lyrics and just for chord changes, little things like that. But, you know, as far as coming in with those blueprints of songs, Seth and I for this album, and, you know, Michael with help on lyrics. You know, it's a group effort. I mean, it's totally a group effort.
Well, how long would you work on the record?
Well, calendar-wise, yeah, a year and a half, but that was very sporadic. Yeah. It was spread out because, you know, Chris is a busy guy. He has a lot of obligations as well, and we're all 9-to-5 working guys. So, you know, as far as fitting in time to record an album, it was, you know, and then raising money to pay for recording an album, it worked out perfectly. We were able to split it up and play a show or two here and there, save a little money, you know.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt that I would imagine Chris was the one that brought in the guest musicians like Dickie Landry and Richard Como.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the finest musicians in this area.
Incredible. It's really like a dream come true because Seth is a friend of Dickie's, and it was still just mind-blowing that he would come in like that and play on our record. And then he played a few shows with us. He played at Festival with us last year, played the whole set with us. It was just a dream come true, really.
Yeah. Dickie's a trooper. In fact, his gallery show, Photographs, opens at the museum here this Friday.
Yeah.
So
we're excited about
just a word to check that out. But we're talking to members of Makers Real, and their first full-length album, Black Staccato, is just seeing the light of day. The CD release is this Saturday at the Blue Moon Saloon. Blue Moon. Yeah, I'm so used to you guys playing the Blue Moon. Okay, Artmosphere. Yeah, there'll be something else going on the Blue Moon. We'll be telling you more about that in a couple of minutes. Let's listen to another track from this record.
Cool.
Yesterday, I think Dickie plays. We played a tune yesterday.
Shoes.
Play Shoes, and that featured Dickie.
That was a
great tune.
We're
right now, I want to spin one that we've never done before. This is I want to spin the track. Give Me Ground.
Cool.
Anything we want to say about that one?
No, a rocker.
Just
a rocker.
It is a
rocker. A little Neil Young inspired guitar work in there, but just a rocker, like we love to play.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Great harmonies and incredible Neil Young-inspired guitar work from Makers Reel here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. That's Gimme Ground, another track from their new album entitled Black Staccato. And I tell you what, guys, if anybody puts out a record and can get at least 4 to 5 songs that I'm going to get in regular rotation, that's a good album. I mean, you know.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you for playing it.
I tell you what, let me talk about this this cover artwork. The very nice cover. What is this? It appears to be a silhouette of what one would imagine. I guess, you know, it's a Rorschach test, but it looks like a girl pointing to me, but it looks like it just could be smudged on the side of a building, too. What is this? Who did this for you?
Our good friend James Moe out of Kaplan, who lives in Dallas now, but, you know, a photographer by trade. It's a picture of a building in Kaplan, actually, on Main Street that I think starting in maybe the 50s or the 60s was a dance studio called Camel's Backstage, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But it's just pretty much a deteriorating painting on the street side of this building.
Oh, so it was a painting.
It
almost looks like the paint was chipped off and happened to take that shape.
But, yeah, it's just been – I mean, we all have seen the picture. I mean, anybody from Kaplan that goes on Main Street will see that little, you know, ballerina painted on that building. But
well, it says here on the cover that that Brett, you took the picture.
Oh, I took the picture, but the layout and everything. I mean, James worked with it and made it into a passable album cover for sure, because the picture was probably, you know, not worth a flip when I sent it to him.
Well, anyway, it's a great cover, and the record is just fantastic. Great harmonies. You guys been how long have you the three of you worked together?
Really, I mean, you know, we started playing together, the three of us, in 2009 or 10. But, we've been doing it as a hobby, and it's still just what it is. It's just a hobby, a fun thing, a guy time, you know, because we all love rock music. But, we work on stuff, but, singing together just for fun, and I guess it turns into something passable for good music, so we keep playing it.
Well, it's more than passable. Yeah. It's a great record. Again, their CD release will be this Saturday night at Artmosphere. You guys are playing anywhere else here locally over the next few weeks, or?
Well, the only thing we'll be doing is sometime in mid-February we'll be doing the Rolling Stones Hoot Night. I'm not sure if that's really been announced yet. We think we're doing a Rolling Stones Hoot Night at the Blue Moon with Mr. Troy Primo joining us, but it'll be the three of us with Preem on there as well, playing some Stones tracks. So we'll take a little break after the CD release and kind of wind down, I guess.
Any plans on touring this record, hitting the road? Or are you guys all pretty much locked down with work, huh?
Locked down with work and approaching 30.
Bills.
Wait, now I'm approaching 60. So it's like, I don't know if I felt that way. Actually, 30 is when you're getting into the prime of your life. 33 to 36, man.
All right.
You're not going to feel better than, at least in my case, you're not going to feel better than those years.
So, perfect time to consider a tour then.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, before you get actually too old to feel like hitting those roads. But but anyway, this is just a great record. Again, it's Maker's Reel. Black Staccato is the name of the disc. And you guys have a website
MakersReelBand.com.
Yeah.
There's not much on there yet, but our Facebook is kind of, like most people nowadays, Facebook is where we update things regularly, and, it's a good ticket to find stuff on us, but...
Well, anyway, the record's great. You'll be hearing it lots more on the Caravan. I'm so glad that the full CD has finally seen the light of day.
Oh, and thanks a bunch.
Expect to hear more great things from Maker's Reel. You guys keep at this because you're definitely off to a running start with this one.
Thanks a bunch, Cecil. Yeah, thanks for having us.
We're gonna go out with a track called One to One. This is a new one that we've never spun. And again, this is from Black Staccato, Maker's Reel. Thanks again for coming by, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Put a damper on my silly fun.
One to One, that's another track from the latest release by Makers Reel. It's called Black Staccato. You're listening to KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. This is the Medicine Ball Caravan. A reminder that the 9th Annual Cinema on the Bayou, Louisiana's Reel Film Festival, has kicked off. It actually officially started last night with a screening of Secretariat's Jockey Ron Turcotte over at the ACA. This evening it will continue over at Vermilionville. With a series of films, and these films are all, like, I think $5 per film to check out, but there'll be screenings this evening. I mean, $5 I think might be just the admission for the screenings this evening at Vermilionville, but they also continue tomorrow at Vermilionville, and music by Boss Kloss will take place at Vermilionville on Friday as well, and also screenings at the Acadiana Center for the Arts on Saturday, and Pack and Paddle again on Friday, and another a series of films there for free admission. Saturday at the ACA, there will be a series of films being shown, and Boss Kloss will perform at the ACA. So Cinema on the Bayou, check it out. The website is cinemaonthebayou.com, and there'll be you'll definitely be treated to the huge array of films that will be screened throughout the weekend. Big thanks to Pat Meir for all his big efforts on Cinema on the Bayou, the 9th Annual Cinema on the Bayou taking place. You're listening to KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. A playlist for all of the tracks heard on today's show can be found on our website, usually trying to run it in real time, at krvs.org. We also have archived podcasts of all of our locally produced shows, and a safe and easy way to pledge your support. It's krvs.org.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And looking at the Medicine Ball calendar, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest continues its run at Cité des Arts. Performances at 7:30 p.m. on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Sunday matinee at 3 p.m., I do believe. 2 or 3 p.m. Check out citédesarts.org. Also Thursday, Sam Broussard this evening plays the Blue Dog Cafe. Shimmer will be at Bob's Pub. Joanna Devine and Big Deal Burlesque perform Artmosphere. And it's the Captain Legendary Band at the Blue Moon Saloon tonight. On Friday, Caleb Elliott plays the Blue Dog Cafe. The Jimmy Bro Band will perform at McGee's Landing in Henderson. Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie at Pat's Fisherman's Wharf in Henderson. The Cast will be at Bob's Pub Friday. Caddy Wampus and Imagine I Am play Artmosphere. And Joanna Devine with Roddy Romero and special guests Shiny Ribs play the Blue Moon on Friday. Moving to Saturday, Sassafras Jubilee at the Blue Dog Cafe. The Skyliners Big Band Dance happens at the Petroleum Club in the Oil Center. That takes place at 7:30 p.m. Makers Reel CD release at Artmosphere. And the Rayo Brothers with Drew Landry perform the Blue Moon Saloon Saturday night. On Sunday, catch T-Monde for some fine traditional Cajun music for brunch at the Blue Dog. And later that evening, Sunday night, the Pistol Shrimps at Artmosphere. Coming up at 12 noon today, Lee Kleinpeter with Old Gold. And at 1 o'clock, Joanna Devine with the Avalon Variety Hour. Let's get into some late 60s classic blues rock. Got some Canned Heat on the stack, as well as a track from Johnny Winter's debut album on Columbia Records. First up, CCR.
that my grave is kept clean.
Change. One kind favor I'll ask of you. Classic Canned Heat. And before that, Creedence Clearwater Revival, taking the graveyard train here on the Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station.
Oh, yeah.
Going out with Johnny Winter.
Oh, yeah.
Leland Mississippi Blues. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great day. We'll do it again on Monday.
Oh, yeah.